our man with all the New Zealand racing news. Mick Guerin joins RSN's Racing Pulse.
Well, it's great to have Mick Guerin every Thursday, and he'll be pretty excited because we've got some great racing both in New Zealand and Australia, where the Kiwis and Jamie Richards could be to the fore. Good morning, Mick.
Yeah, morning, Michael. Hope you're well, mate. It's a tricky one over here. We've got our first Group 1 of the season at Hastings on Saturday, but it's one of those weather forecasts where the track could be a 5 or it could be an 8, and it's really playing havoc with not only the markets, but who's going to start. And already we've seen Catalyst to pull out of the big race this week, pre-acceptances. Every single trainer I've spoken to, and I sent out text messages today to about 18 or 20 of the leading trainers or jockeys to ask what the best of the weekend was to pit at the New Zealand Herald tomorrow. It's a new thing I'm starting to do every Friday morning. And half the replies were, look, mate, I like this, but. So everybody's got the big weather watch on in New Zealand. Some horses it obviously won't affect. Others saying they won't start. And others, Michael, saying, look, we need to get on our horse here. This is Group 1 racing. We need to be racing for the spring. We'll start even if we can't win. So it's a very confused puzzle around the Tarzino Trophy at Hastings on Saturday.
Mm. Well, luckily we've got no such fears at Caulfield. Probabil, undefeated Caulfield, brilliant second up, Brett Preble, barrier 2. Are you in the Probabil camp on Saturday?
Look, without trying to be a biased Kiwi, I thought the race potentially stacked up beautifully for her with Bo Rossa and Behemoth around her, and I spoke to Jamie about it. He said, look, if it works out at the start and we've got the informed rider, and yes, we're tracking them one off one back or even two pairs back, it sounds ideal. But as he said, not much needs to go wrong for that plan to be you fall back on the outside and you're in a world of pain. So the start's crucial for her. She used to be a bit recalcitrant at the start, but she's actually been getting out of the gates really well. Particularly for Damien Lane. He's been able to fire out of the gates, and even when she got beat on the second day of the championships for Kira McAvoy, she jumped really well. So if you put her just sitting off Bo Rossa and Behemoth, you think she has to be a huge chance. I thought the 550 being offered was definitely fair enough, Michael. So I like her at those odds as an each-way chance because on a good track, she's a horse who doesn't tend to go many bad races.
Do you give Amaralina a chance first up in the Bill Ritchie at 1,400?
Funny enough, I thought it was way too short. And I said to Jamie, oh, this will just be one of those you run on nicely and up you go in distance. He said, no, we want to race at Epsom in 2 weeks. We think she's a miler to 2,000, not a Caulfield Cup horse. He was thinking she'll go well this week. She has trialled twice, and I've seen her both times live in New Zealand before she went to Sydney, and she trialled on a K last week. I thought she was good, but I wasn't sure she was sharp enough for 14. I used to trust his opinion, but, I mean, you know, Private Eye was so good last start. Mm. And it's a pretty deep field. Aaron Mayo being second to Zaki last start, even though well beaten. I couldn't be backing her, but he gave me more confidence than I had before that conversation last.
And it hasn't taken long, Mick. We've got the superstar back. Mark Purden is back in the world of harness racing.
Yeah, I thought it was going to happen at some stage. They were sort of talking a year when Mark and Natalie announced last November that they were going to take a sabbatical. Well, sabbatical was about a year. It worked out that way. He resumes training October 1st with Hayden Cullen for 3 months, so then Hayden can at least have horses race in the New Zealand Cup in his name, and then Natalie comes back on board January 1. They said what they've learnt, Michael, is they're going to take more breaks, they're going to take the occasional day off work, they're going to do the business differently. What won't be different is the ability. So they will dominate New Zealand, potentially Australasian harness racing heading forward October 1st. Mark Purden, the best in the business, back in business.
It's going to be good to see it. Now, Mick, you make move markets move with whatever horse you tip. Have you got something for us today?
Mate, I like one tonight and one on Saturday. Tonight, Mitch, race 6, number 3, Cambridge Harness. Mitch, I think, leads and wins. There's a filthy, massive overs. Hawke's Bay Gold Trail Stakes. Race 7 at Hawke's Bay on Saturday. They've got Imperatriz, $2.30, tab.com.au. Market is open now. Should be $1.60. Imperatriz, race 7, number 1, 2.3 with tab. That won't be there this time tomorrow.
Race 7, number 1. We love it, Mick. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you too, brother.
Mick Gearan joining us there. Time for the news. After that, we'll be finding winners today at sale.